Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. If you got a deer last fall, you probably have some meat left in the freezer, and you're probably tired of all your tried-and-true venison recipes by now. Well, have no fear. We've invited Chef Jimmy Kennedy onto the show today to share some of his favorite venison recipes. Kennedy was the co-founder of River Run Restaurant in Plainfield and the author of the River Run Cookbook. He's now a chef for the Cabot Creamery Company and develops recipes for them. Jimmy, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you say it drives you crazy when people describe venison as gamey, and I have to say I'm guilty of that. So what should really well-prepared venison taste like?
Well, good venison has a rich, full flavor, and to me, it's elegant. It's also very simple at the same time, and I think a lot of people get that gamey flavor, or what they call gamey flavor, because maybe they're not familiar with venison and they're looking for beef, which is, of course, very different and needs to be cooked differently. And also, the people could get a gamey flavor if the game's not properly taken care of from the field to the table. I mean, it's important if you want to end up with a tasty dish on the table, you need to take care of your game. And I know the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department's put a lot of effort into this, into care of game and cooking, and they're even developing some new hunter ed classes that address this.
You were mentioning that people expect venison to be like beef, and I think a lot of people have probably tried different ways to prepare venison steak, but you've brought a recipe with you today that gives a little something extra to that idea, venison steaks with a red wine and cherry sauce. And that sounds really great, I have to say. So talk us through how you prepare that dish.
It's a tasty dish for sure. And I start out with about a pound of venison steaks, and they can be an inch thick or as thick as you want. And I prefer tenderloin or even parts of the hind quarter for this. And you just take a little crushed garlic along with that and some fresh thyme and salt and pepper, olive oil, dry red wine, and maybe some dried cherries or even pitted cherries fresh. And you can use some berry or grape jelly to go along with this, and some Cabot butter. And what you do is you just pat the venison nice and dry with a paper towel, and using your hand, just kind of pat the thyme, salt and pepper all over the venison. You can even throw in some crushed juniper berries, which goes very well with venison. And heat up a cast iron skillet over pretty hot heat. You don't want it smoking, but nice and hot. And just throw the steaks right in there, throw the garlic right on top of that, and just cook for about 4 or 5 minutes on each side. You want to just sear that. And good venison should be cooked kind of medium rare, so you don't want to overcook it. And that's another issue with venison. You have to be careful not to overcook. And when that's done, just take it out, let it rest for a little bit. Pour the wine in the same skillet with the cherries and the thyme, maybe the juniper berries, and just bring that to a boil and kind of scrape up any of the brown bits. Whisk in that jelly, swirl in the butter. Turn off the heat, and you're good to go. Oh,
that sounds really yummy.
It's very simple, too.
So you grew up in Mississippi, and your family has a strong tradition with hunting and fishing. And I'm wondering, how did you learn to cook wild game and fish?
Well, growing up, like you said, in rural northeast Mississippi, hunting and fishing both were just a huge part of my childhood. And it was so important also. It's just a great way to spend time with family, and it was something I always looked forward to. And all of my uncles, all relatives, friends hunted and fished for just about everything. It was very important to put this food on the table in a proper manner as well. And, you know, it was more the farm-to-table and even the field-to-table with gardens was such a way of life for us. It was more of that than a trend, I would say.
Are you seeing more venison on the menu when you travel to other restaurants?
Oh, definitely. I'm at all over the country. I mean, I'm fortunate I get to travel a lot with my job with Cabot, and I try to eat out as much as possible and go to, you know, restaurants that I've heard about or are interested in. And even Asian restaurants now are serving venison, I've noticed, and it's used in just about everything now.
Well, another recipe you brought along that I want to ask you to share is venison negamaki, and that sounds really interesting.
It's one of my favorites. I love this one.
Talk us through that one.
Well, I love Japanese food, and my family and I, we go to eat sushi as much as we can. And negamaki is like a beef scallion roll. And you just take the venison, say you want some two probably thin boneless steaks, 4 or 5 ounces each. And you want these as thin as possible, so just take some wax paper and put them on a cutting board and just pound them with a meat mallet or even the back of a glass bottle or something, so they're nice and thin. And once you have that, you just take scallions, either a whole scallion or a split scallion lengthwise. And looking at the venison, it's going to be kind of like an oblong rectangle. And just picture that. And then starting on from the longwise, lengthwise, just put the scallion on there. And then maybe even I like to put some cabbage cheddar in there as well occasionally. And I roll that up, put toothpicks in it, and then dip it in teriyaki sauce, barbecue teriyaki, which is just equal parts of barbecue sauce, soy sauce, and sherry or sake. And just grill it for 3 or 4 minutes. And it is so good. And what you do is you take it, you have this cylinder, you take it off the grill, and you just cut it in like 1.5 to 2 inch pieces and stand it up on the cut end.
And it's probably really pretty to look at.
It's beautiful. And then you just put a little more teriyaki sauce over it. It's delicious.
Oh, one more recipe I think we have time for.
Okay.
And this is venison meatloaf, which that one kind of surprised me. But a lot of people have ground up venison in their freezer, so this sounds perfect.
Well, a lot of parts of venison should be ground up, probably like the shanks, the front shoulders, even rib meat. You know, you want to cook those either low and slow is kind of the key, braising, or you want to grind them up into burger, which I really enjoy doing. I make sausage. And this is another one of my favorite recipes. And what I use is probably about 1 pound of venison to 1/2 pound of ground pork or loose sausage. And this adds a little fat to the venison, which, of course, is very lean. And it just gives it a great flavor. And I believe these recipes will be on your website.
They absolutely will be, yes.
And check this one out. I mean, it's a little lengthy in the ingredients, so I won't go through it. But when you make this, and before you put it in the baking pan, just mound it kind of like a football shape with your hands so you get it nice and tight. And then put it in the loaf pan and put barbecue sauce on top of it. And you'll be making this a lot, I think. It's really good.
Well, like I said, we will have all of these recipes on our website. So don't despair if you went through the directions too fast. How does venison compare to beef when it comes to the nutrition and health benefits? Just briefly.
Okay, well, venison, first of all, it's as local as it can get. I mean, it's free range, without a doubt. And depending on its diet, it can be organic. And I mean, venison's been feeding families for millions of years, and for good reason. It's very high in protein. It's extremely low in fat and saturated fat. It has about 1/2 the calories of beef, and it's loaded with vitamins and minerals, especially iron.
Well, I think you've converted me. Like I said, I was a doubting Thomas, but we do have venison in our freezer, so I'm kind of excited.
You're lucky.
Jimmy Kennedy is an outdoorsman and chef. He's author of the River Run Cookbook. We've posted the venison recipes that we talked about today online. Go to vpr.net/Vermont Edition. Feel free to share them with the hunters that you know. Jimmy, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you so much.